Hello, I'm Eileen Balinski, senior editor at Living on Earth, and with me now is Mark Seth Linder. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Eileen.
Mark, tell me a little bit about the Bosque del Apache.
The Bosque del Apache is in south central New Mexico. It's a large wildlife preserve run by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and without them and the work they do, these cranes simply wouldn't be there.
And what time of year did you go there?
I went in December, in early December, which is a good time to go, late November, early December, and there are literally thousands of cranes that come in winter here. The Fish and Wildlife Service plants corn and grain for them, which gives them a reliable food source, and there are large fields that are flooded, which give them a place to go for the night because they like to have the safety of water. It's important because, as in most places in the West, water is closely guarded. A lot of it's being taken for farming, virtually all of it. The areas that the cranes once had to themselves are now used for industrial-scale farming. And so these preserves take on great significance.
In your essay, I really love the imagery of the sandhill cranes as sprinters or runners. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's just what they look like. You know, they lean over and lean over as if they've got, you know, their heel against chalk getting ready to sprint off. And they're spring-loading their muscles. And then when they're almost parallel to the ground, suddenly they let go and the breastbone comes down and literally touches the ground. And then they spring up on that release and they run down the length of the lake, their feet splashing and hitting the ice that's skimming the surface because it's quite cold. And they're flapping their wings, and as they gain speed, taking ground effect, they slowly come up into the air and rise. And it's a wonderful thing to see. They're very graceful when they do this. It doesn't sound as if they are, but they really have an elegance. I kept thinking Nijinsky, every time I saw them do this.
How long do these sandhills stay at the stopping ground?
A period of months, and it's literally that. It's a stopover. You could say that, you know, this bird really has no home because it's constantly between its winter ground and its collecting area and then on to its summer ground and then back to the staging point and into the north again, you know. So it's a life of perpetual movement.
And are these the same sandhills that are infamous for tromping through Nebraska?
Well, the sandhills of Nebraska is where they get their name, and that's one of those staging areas where birds from all over come and then disperse again. I mean, not all of them, but there are many, many routes. The particular cranes that I saw on this site, some of them anyway, make their way to the western shore of Hudson Bay, and of course I saw cranes up there, which was something of a surprise. I mean, I vaguely knew they were there, but when I saw them and heard them, and it made me hark back to southern New Mexico, and here I was thousands of miles away, and I realized I might have been seeing some of the same cranes, and that was pretty neat, you know, to have followed in their wing steps, I guess you would say.
Well, thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, Eileen.
I've been speaking with Mark Seth Linder.